魔法の指輪、ウィザードリング。今を生きる魔法使いは、その輝きを両手に宿し、絶望を希望に変える。
マジかマジでマジでショータイム。まるで月と太陽、重なる時の衝撃。誰だって奇跡信じてみたい。きっと必要不可欠のエナジー、心のため、夢と予想で裏切ってくれるもの。マジックタイムトリックじゃない、魔法ヒーロー半端ねえぞ。記憶をルーズも繰り込んで、希望を作り出せ。ラブイズショータイム、とびきりの運命と愛、無茶しても、
awesome. Yeah, no, I got the thingy. So I've got to do the thingy where I fucking take this, copy link, go to
Facebook.
Hi,
everybody. I am Proto.
Because apparently people is too fucking lazy to get on goddamn YouTube.
Okay, this is...
Person.
Proto person. Oh, that was a good one.
Proto person.
I'm Proto person. I've been a good man. I was coming up with my name. I didn't really... Because I'm not really creative.
Could be worse. He could be Jog Man.
Jog Man.
All right. What do we have here, Seth?
Yeah, I had to post it in the thingy. By the way, Nick is here. He's
on his way up.
He's walking up now. I hears him.
He needs to grab the Max and Relax chair.
Yeah, because we're messing a chair up here. Super exciting. Yes.
There we go. Okay.
Ooh, see, I love that.
the Sentai review. You would get slapped for that.
Sentai review on Facebook is the Forever Red.
No, Nick is here. He's just coming upstairs. He just got here. And no, I wouldn't call him Nicky because there'd be a punch to the face.
Yeah, I did that. He told me not to do that ever again.
Right.
To be fair, I have a name.
Nope, he didn't grab it.
To be fair, I have a name I don't like either.
So that's going to be fun for him.
Somebody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want, I can give you my chair because my back's been killing me. So I've been up and down all, like, the last episode.
There. Now I've got the
tag. And for anybody who missed it in the last episode, yes, I did finally order internet yesterday, so it's on the way. So I should have it by Monday.
Now, where you live at, do they offer fiber optics at your apartment?
No. All I got was fucking shitty Comcast, but I did pay for the 100 package.
Because
so
the...
I can at least start streaming
again. There's a new company out there.
Yep.
And they're just starting to establish themselves in certain places, and in Bloomington have the fiber optics. I didn't know if you could get it.
No, unfortunately, my apartment complex, because I even asked them, I was like, what kind of internet can I get here? And they were like, Comcast. I was like, anything else? And they were like, Comcast. I'm like, what if I don't like Comcast? Well, Comcast. I'm like, fuck. All right, whatever.
You're like, oh, I hate you guys.
I mean, we literally, day two when we were moving in, I brought in some boxes, and they noticed rabbit ears. Because we have the old rabbit ear antenna for the digital conversion.
Yeah.
And they started to freak out, and they're like, what are you doing? What's with it? I was like, it's fucking rabbit ears. Like, even pulled it out of the box, and they're like, okay, that's fine. That doesn't have to be mounted anywhere. I was like, what happens if I have a fucking TV that I wanted to mount to the wall? And they're like, you can't do it. I'm like, you guys are assholes. Why the fuck am I paying you money for this shit? Other than I need a place to live that's like 5 minutes to work. Sup?
Can you, the door is open a little bit.
Yeah.
The puppy.
Yeah, and puppy's been bored, so he keeps trying to come in.
I'm pretty sure my fat ass would block the pup from getting in, but yeah.
Well, yeah, a little bit.
Hi.
Sorry, I overslept. I didn't go to bed until like 7.
Understandable.
I've done the oversleeping thing once or twice.
Well, I mean, when you're cuddled up with a cute gal, I mean...
Yeah.
I was waiting for it. Somebody noticed it.
What?
Somebody noticed it. You see the chat?
Notice what? Dude, I don't have the chat open yet.
That is great.
Wow.
It took a while.
There are a couple of things purposely hidden in the background that are fucked up that dive into fucked up fandoms. Yes, that is one of them. I was waiting for somebody to notice it. I'm not going to point out what it was that somebody noticed, because we're going to go on to Kamen Rider Wizard today.
Cool.
Let's go that around the room. Dog. Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Nick, and I'm tired.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
And what's funny is I have
somebody picked up on one of them. Yes, there are there's two of them hidden in this collage, and then there's another picture hidden in the collage that somebody noticed. We are, oh my god, son of a bitch.
Yeah,
we are going to.
I have the one in the lower right hand corner, that video. I just can't think of what it's called right now.
Man.
I really wish
I would have slept longer, something tells me.
We are going on to Kamen Rider Wizard, Kamen Rider Beast Hyper. So it's Beast Hyper time.
But you did miss some Flash, so.
Rawr, motherfuckers.
Can we go back to the Flash? Rawr.
I second that.
Can we jump ahead and get to some fucking Green Lantern, even though there was only
this
like
this motherfucker's
three?
Chest is going to eat your shit, man.
I think.
Fuck this guy already.
There's only one picture.
Billy's so good. You don't like his helmet? Look at his helmet. Oh my god, it's so good.
Oh, look at his chest piece.
I just said. The chest piece looks like it's going to eat you. Rawr! Yes, but it's also the Gold Ranger shield, which is irritating me, because how could you fuck that up?
Very easily.
Apparently.
You put it on a Gold Ranger.
No.
I'm getting the Green Ranger.
Well, yeah.
The side things could possibly be a Green Ranger-esque shield. It works. If the Green Ranger shield had a dragon face, yeah, you could very much do that.
Yeah.
It's like nothing happened last night other than some drinking, some Studio Ghibli, and some cuddling, but damn. Should have slept more.
Yeah.
Because I am not ready for this.
This guy sucks ass.
What is...
Shit,
but
I wish
Shane,
I was...
He has shitty rings. Or did you not notice his fingers?
He does have big fucking rings.
I saw those.
Man, I wish I would have grabbed my rum.
Did you think that shitty rings make him...
Nick, I could have brought my bourbon. Rider. Next Rider series, then you'll need it.
Ooh.
No, see...
This is the only picture.
I'm not going to be here in 2 weeks.
Bye, chat. I got to go away now.
In 2 weeks,
I
got to
pull up on one of these
dumb
fucking...
Nick will be out of state with the family because my sister's deploying in March. And my cousins are moving to Japan by May, so we're doing a family trip to go visit my cousins for my mom's birthday weekend. You see how shitty this guy is? I'm going to talk about something else.
You know what?
This guy gets a 1.
Do you want to know something?
Because I don't want to ever see him again on a list.
I've caught myself once or twice. That's about it. No more. Changing the subject so I didn't have to see something I didn't like.
Shane, how was your trip? I see you didn't die.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Mister, I'm afraid of airplanes.
You know, the more you do this, the more we look at this guy.
Well.
And I got to get home to my lovely girlfriend and her mom because I'm making tacos for dinner.
And she has a present coming.
Yep. Technically, it's already there, but...
I was actually going to make the dick in a box joke, but if it's already there, that's not good, buddy.
No, it's a present.
Yeah, it's a present.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah.
You
think so, a motherfucker put on that coat?
So
he's so got Seth, motherfucking Apollo Mart jacket right here, motherfucker.
Seth, of course, his finest shirt.
His finest shirt.
He wore his finest fucking coat to this event. You didn't think that shit was going down tonight?
Seth, I'm gonna ask
the fucking you, the fucking is happening.
I'm gonna ask you the same thing I asked Bill and I asked Shane. What do you want me to say for your eulogy?
Here lies a dumbass.
No, that's your epitaph.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want me to say at your eulogy? Do you want me to talk you up, or do you want me to bash the fuck out of you?
No, I want you to do the exact same thing that I told Hannah to do while we were leaving Scott's mom's funeral. I just want you to hold a boombox over your head.
Yes!
While playing Shadow of Death by Megadeth.
So, the theme song for Hello Kitty's Island Adventure. Got it. Can do.
What is that theme song?
I don't know.
Can I hear
that's
it?
That's a Shane. that's Shane's favorite game,
yeah,
Bill.
Yeah, it's true. It's Shane's favorite game.
You're not ready. Your ears are not sophisticated enough
So we got two scores.
So we have a one and a three.
A
I'm going to give him a two.
Yeah, I'll do one. Scott back.
Bill said one.
Yeah, I gave it a one.
Yeah, there's another one.
Very little love for this.
Bust this guy.
1.6, get the fuck on.
Fuck this guy.
Let's see another ass.
We're going to go to Mantle. Oh, my God.
God damn it. Fireworks.
Okay, it's time to go to Buffa.
Mantle.
Buffa Mantle.
Ah, damn it. Now there's dog hair all over my eyes.
Now you know why I don't keep the condom on.
Okay, that's better.
Oh,
that's
a matador.
That's pretty fucking cool.
All right,
I'm down.
I'm down for this shoulder cape guy.
Yeah, I like
he's
that.
He's got a bull.
I like
on
that
one.
Cape. Yeah, that red
he's
bull
got
is
lion
fucking
on the
sweet.
Other, for
right.
The other pauldron. You know, all right.
We made fun of the other guy.
And black and gold goes well together.
Yep. Yeah. The helmet's still dumb.
It's true.
Helmet sucks. The helmet sucks.
The helmet is still dumb. It's made better by the gold and green. Because those are proven colors.
Right. I don't know. The only thing to the helmet that I'm kind of digging on is it kind of looks almost like a Roman gladiator type of a helmet.
Okay.
Other than he's got
with
like
the
fucking
eyes.
Muffin mutton chops to his fucking face.
Yeah, it looks like he has those bug eyes again. Like
yeah.
The segment.
To me, it looks
you're
like
thinking the centurion helmet.
To me, it makes me feel
you.
Like they're trying
just
to play a meme.
Poofy fucking.
Right.
Broom
I said,
hand
when I look
broom
at it, when I look at it, I feel like they're trying to play off a mane, like he's
oh,
got
right
a
lion's mane.
That's what I feel
yeah
like they're actually
which,
hinting at.
Which, well, that's what we saw in the last one,
right?
And it's on his his left. So
and it was
right
on his chest in yeah the first guy we saw,
and the belt. Yeah,
listen, it doesn't matter. This motherfucker's a matador.
Yeah, this dude's pretty sweet. He's already moved up to.
He gets a three.
He's the best out of what we have seen so far.
And what we have seen so far
is garbage. Yes.
So
I don't
this
know.
Man
I'm
will
at
get
a four.
This man will get a 3.5 because his helmet's still dumb.
Yes, true. So I was going to go with the 3.5 anyway.
Okay. Like
I'm
said,
sure
I'm at a
somebody
four
in chat's like, no,
three.
Nick, you're wrong.
All right. Yeah,
no,
3.5. Yeah. Neat.
Unfortunately,
look,
right.
I would rather chill out with
3.5. Moving on.
This guy so far.
Goodwill Ryder seems like he's chill as hell.
Yep. I'd fucking go hang out with that guy right about now.
What's this one?
Chameleo, so probably a chameleon.
Oh, we're not doing that shit.
Joke's on you, asshole! It's a fucking salamander!
Yes, we are doing that shit again, Shane. We are very much doing that shit again.
Well, hey, look at the upside. He still gets the same score.
Yeah.
He's a matador with a chameleon.
The bull was cooler.
The bull is cooler than a chameleon.
Here's the thing. What did the last guy get?
He got
3.5 altogether.
Here's how we'll determine this, because this is a big, it's not a big change, but it's enough to seem jarring for whatever version. Is this guy better or worse than the last one?
Worse.
Worse than the last
so
one. So the other guy is still
say
winning?
I would say about the same myself, but that's just me.
Okay, vote right now so far is that he's a little worse.
So
right
we'll make him a 3.49.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah,
that way
that
he's
just
a
keeps
smidge
it easy
worse.
Hey, look, Dolphy, so he's a dolphin.
Yep.
He's not the Dolph. Get out of here.
Here we go.
You're not as cool as the Dolph.
Yes, he pulled a skipper.
You know, that's not terrible. No, no, it's not.
And his cape is a little better. His cape has like these gold accents now that kind of stick out more in the blue.
Now the only thing I could think of when I see the dolphin
is that blue because it looks purple from this angle.
It is purple.
Okay,
is it purple?
It's kind of a purplish blue, yeah. But yeah, now the only thing I could think of is fucking Skies of Arcadia.
God.
That's sophistication.
Fucking get your pinkies high, motherfuckers.
Right.
I'm sorry, that is not purple.
Better or worse than the first guy?
About the same.
Yeah. About the same.
This, okay.
Believe it or not, colors 3.5. Make a difference. Bright green just did not...
Falco! Gee, I wonder what he is. Falco Punch!
He's a chicken.
I'm going to go with dog. I was way off.
Ooh.
Okay, okay. That's kind of cool. Kind of
nice.
All
right.
I didn't like that.
Okay.
I'm down.
Who was the best of those guys?
I have to say the bull still.
The bull. I think the bull is the best of these guys we saw here.
Because, be fair, when you're trying to do like a matador thing, it just makes more sense to have a bull.
Right.
Yes.
And a red cloak.
And the red was really cool. It really stuck out with the gold horns.
The orange and yellow.
And it looked more like his shoulder could be a weapon.
Because the horns.
Yeah.
Now, I like the bird.
Unlike the chameleon where... The shoulder looks like it just wants to make out with you.
And I feel like it would break Gene Simmons in actual style. Combat.
You broke my chameleon tongue.
Of course you say that. Now I can think of as they're supposed to be in town tonight.
What, the KISS people?
Yeah.
I know. My dad's going.
He's going to
see my buddy John's going. To it. Yeah.
This will be like the fifth time he's seen him. And if it's to be believed, this time, the last time he'll ever see them.
I believe that when the shit turns purple and smells of rainbow sherbet.
This time it could very well be their end. They could very well be on their way out. But yeah,
60s.
So far the bull is the one I crown as king of this.
Bull.
Yep.
Well, they're still in their 60s, but I mean, right. Like so Mick Jagger and the rest are what, 70, 80, and they're still going.
I think it's for me. It's kind of a toss up between the bull and the falcon. So
falcon looks cool. Yeah.
What's this one, buddy?
We're moving to wizard style.
Up on wizard style.
Oh my god.
Hey, poofy pants now.
What am I thinking of? That reminds me of
fucking shitty style.
The claws are dumb.
But it reminds
me
of
the weird Roby pants are kind of
Bill. He has double.
I've seen these weapons before in an RPG, and I'm having trouble locking down where my mind is.
I think that's
Final
what
Fantasy
I'm thinking
9.
Of, too.
What?
Amaranth. Final Fantasy 9.
I think that's what I'm thinking.
Claws.
He did have the big claws.
I don't know. That's not what I'm thinking, but I mean, it could be.
Could be.
There's a lot of... To be
there's
fair,
another
there's a
one,
lot
and
of
I can't
that
think
this.
Of what the hell it was called.
You know, the second that this picture showed up, you know what it reminded me of?
Not the Ack guy. What was the other one? Damn it, brain die.
The Zagok?
Yeah.
No. It reminded me of, you remember in that Power Rangers series where that dude has the dumb rhino morpher?
Oh.
Big, goofy, fucking giant hand morpher?
No.
Because he has the big, poofy fucking...
Who was the dude that stood on 1 foot... He had one hand out.
Like, I remember he stood on his 1 foot and he had the hand out. Battle Arena Toshiden 2? You're talking about the old man? It was an RPG. Because there's an old man with the claws. He would, like, kind of skid up and do, like, a cut and then skid back.
And that's what I remember. It's where my mind is, and I can't fucking pin down where I'm remembering it from.
Is that Suikoden? Was that one of those?
I don't know, for some reason my brain went to Shining Force, but that might...
No, Xylo didn't have something stupid like that.
No, he had claws.
Xylo was Wolfman, and then he became Wolf Baron.
Right.
Because he was a pimp.
No, that's Shadow Man, the Net Navi Assassin.
And he is a pimp. Shadow Man Suicet. Skittles and bits.
They're waiting for you to rate this
one
thing. They are, you know, as fast as the chat wants us to go through these episodes, we could knock out every writer in a single episode in under an hour sometimes. I've noticed sometimes we stop for even 1 minute and they're like, "Right, next, Jesus Christ!"
Look, it's called filler because we have to try to stretch this out to, I don't know, an hour-ish.
Ass. Ass.
Okay, I'm fucking kidding.
No, he's fucking ass.
You and Bill.
Man, I am so glad I decided to actually wake up to come and do this today. We could have pushed this off for a month.
No, I think I'm going to be the generous one. I think I'm going to give him a 2.5. So altogether, he's a 1.652. So basically a 1.65 since we round.
Okay, we're on Kamen Rider Beast.
Beast.
This is his base form, of course.
Kitty.
Neat.
I still hate that helmet.
Neat.
More kitty.
So there he is. No special weapons, no dumb fucking cloth dress thing, no matador cape.
Three.
Yeah, I can go for that. That's kind of a base.
Three. That's a decent base character design.
A guy.
Shane.
Make it easy.
Okay.
Just make it easy.
Cool. I did the math, but he's still a three.
Okay, we're going on to Kamen Rider Mage. Mage Army.
Oh, okay. I saw something.
Mage Amber Captain?
Seth. Okay. Somebody was super wicky. He's like, "Where's the Shadow Man video, damn it? Go to Newgrounds."
Go to Newgrounds.
I'm pretty sure it's Skittles and Bits. I think six.
I think it's either six or it's five. Eight.
No, it's
have we done
five,
Shadow
six or eight?
Man?
Yeah. It's either five, six, or eight.
I think you can find the Skittles and Bits.
What is Shadow Man?
Yeah,
you're gonna have to be a little more specific. We don't know the material until we've gone into it on purpose. So that would be like me trying to say, "Where's the Humopsuki?" You don't fucking know what that is, because I don't fucking know what that is.
So. Go to YouTube, search that, and you'll find it, third video. Now.
But no, go to YouTube, and I do believe they actually did transfer the Skittles and Bits episodes
I'm
over
torn, because this is really cool and dumb.
Is it a villain, though?
I don't know, but it's cool and
chat
dumb.
Chat room, is it a villain?
I like his big hand thing. I think the rings work. I like the single cape. I'm not too huge of a fan of this coat dress thing, but
I am. You loved it in Star Wars.
That's just it. That's what I'm getting at. It might be his color. I don't like it, but right. I like it. And I don't like the fact, I like that he's got like a fucking spear, but not that it's a broom, even though that's.
I can't see. Oh, it is a fucking thing.
And then I like his face a lot. And I'm enjoying his pauldrons.
Shane.
I can help with this guy. I like his chest diamond thing.
You're literally, Shane is over here doing the AVGN face right now. Shane, I can help. You know what that man is?
He says he's part villain, part good guy.
Yes, he's a dragoon.
He's part villain,
because he has the dragoon
guy.
Pauldrons, and he's got the dragoon boots, he's got a giant spear.
The second this dude showed up, I instantly tagged him as a dragoon.
He's also got a neat
grabby stabby hand.
You know, his helmet kind of reminds me.
And his helmet is cool.
I don't like his hand belt.
Yeah.
The hand belt's stupid.
Like something for the warlock or something?
Yeah.
Actually, to be fair, the helmet reminds me of something else, but that's because I've been playing a lot of.
I said that the helmet kind of reminds me of something
Symphony
that
of the Night
would get.
Actually, yeah, that is kind of reminiscent of a Destiny warlock helmet. This is villain cannon fodder.
Mmm.
They said he's good guy / bad guy material.
But I also saw people neutral. Say
and he's
that,
a mage. Maybe that's something he can do.
Make copy of himself?
Army.
To go back to the Kage helmet. Like I said.
Bushinojutsu.
Yes.
Okay,
I've been playing Symphony of the Night. And that reminds me of when you go to Dracula's room. And it's got that little oval thing with the claws on it.
People are saying she.
Goddamn blue.
That's a woman?
What?
What?
People are saying Orange Mage is a she.
Huh.
I'm not seeing orange.
Well,
I mean, I see some orange.
I see some orange, but that's not
what they just said, say orange.
So whatever the fuck is going on in this series, they're good guys and bad guys, and there's multiple of them, and it's a chick.
Do you know what you call somebody?
So that makes me feel like they're putties, but they're not.
If they are putties, they're some of the coolest putties we've seen.
No. Nothing is better than top hat 30s putties.
That's why I said pro putties are the best.
That's why I said some of the coolest.
Where we pro putties will always be the top.
Well, this this neutral character, I'm gonna 3-5. That's what happens when you're a good guy and a bad guy. We just put you in the neutral section.
Congratulations, you're now in the neutral zone.
Here's the problem. Because the instant it showed up.
Yeah, it doesn't. There's nothing about it that's advertising woman to me, except for I guess it has a broom.
Ew.
Ooh.
Ew.
I would have said the fact that the jacket kind of looks like a skirt slightly.
It's supposed to be magic, I'm referencing it into being a witch. The broom makes sense to me in that context.
Well, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough.
I kind of agree to that.
I'm not talking about they need to sweep the floor. I mean, I can make that joke.
Yeah, get back in the kitchen, Shane.
Well, no, that wasn't
make
my
me
intention.
Make me my sandwich, bitch.
Bill, I need you to do me a favor. Can you zoom in on the broom part?
Preparing to zoom in. Zooming in.
God damn it.
What?
Go up a bit. Is that a fucking eyeball?
Yep.
Yes.
Then zoom the fuck back out. Now the big hand in the eyeball.
Oh, it's Nightmare.
Yeah.
Souls.
Coke. Hmm.
Souls.
Coke.
Souls.
Coke.
Coke.
I'm dropping a deuce on it.
Souls.
God damn it. I'm going to Burger King.
just deuce. I'm deucing him.
I love that.
Give it to Deuce.
Okay, listen, there's so many things that are making this difficult for me.
Right.
3.2.
If it's not a standard hero thing, if there's multiple of them, even if putties are cool, it downgrades it for me because it's not unique to a character. And it's hard for me to tell. We haven't seen it, but I know there's multiple of them. I know they're not. People are saying it's not a good guy, it's not a bad guy. That makes it really hard for me to put it in a design factor. If I thought it was a standalone, by itself thing, I would play that fucking character in a fucking RP, in a Dungeons & Dragons, easily.
I'm torn between this because it has the Dragoon features, which I love.
Yes.
Including a tail.
But at the same time, like Bill said, the weird fucking coat, pants, tan combo I don't like. Colors mean a lot. Colors
yes, they do.
Everything.
Yeah.
I love the helmet. Like I said, it reminds me of something out of Destiny. The big claw, it's fine, I guess. We found it acceptable with Nightmare.
Right.
You know, we thought Nightmare had a pretty cool design, and he had a big claw.
Right.
Souls.
Coke.
Pepsi.
Kill self.
Welcome to the Dan Hibiki Show, starring Dan Hibiki. Special guest, Dan Hibiki.
Talking about all things Dan Hibiki.
Tonight's personal guest,
Dan Hibiki.
I love how Blanca was going when listening to
it. Yeah.
I can't rate this guy because, like you said, it's like the equivalent.
Somebody said Dr. Pepper.
Sure.
That is acceptable.
That is a very acceptable photo.
Yes.
I can't rate him.
Oh, shit.
I can't rate him. Because it's not a unique person.
Dropping out of the rate?
I think that's a first. Holy shit.
Well, because it was
like, okay, so then who am I missing? Because I have my 3-5, I've got a deuce, and I've got a 3-2. So
because
I think
this confuses me, I have to drop it to a 3. Because from what I'm seeing, it's basically a putty. And while that might be cool, the uniqueness is lost when there's multiple of it.
2.93, moving on.
Ahead of Fedora.
So let's move from Captain
Fedora
to Soldier.
Unless ahead of Fedora, that's true.
We've still never rated putties.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Blue Mage. Put it down for a 0 for Nick.
It's trying to learn the enemy's fighting styles.
Look, here's the dumb thing about Blue Mages. That is pretty dumb for Blue Mage.
I'm sticking with a 3. It looks like that's what we're going to do here.
It's a two for me because it looks dumb now.
I'm too.
Handgun.
Wow.
Ass.
Motherfucker.
Two.
Three, and microphone. Then we'll divide that by four.
See,
now look here,
2.47, and we're not even done with the photos.
Bill, listen here.
What?
If I wanted to learn Goblin Punch, I do not want to have to get kicked in the dick.
He's got his handgun. He doesn't need Goblin Punches.
You know that, Bill.
Green mage.
That's a geomancer.
He's just going to have a green helmet.
Behold my greeniness.
So maybe the army is putty-esque things, and the rest of it are standalone
things. Wait a
minute. Because there was only by himself.
Right. We kill all three of them, right? We rip their helmets off. We walk up to the Temple of Time. We shove the helmets up on the pedestal. We
Green
go get
mage.
The Master Sword.
It's true.
See?
Oh, my.
Done.
Innovation.
Right. Yeah, I'm just sticking with a three.
Change his fucking color. He's so different.
He's brand new, Shane.
Yeah, no.
Hey,
I say
Shane,
we just leave the
Kokiri Emerald. Let's go. Got to get that helmet, buddy. Got to go
like
get the Master
helmet.
Sword.
I really do.
There are things I like about it, but I can't.
Then there are people that are calling out male and female. It doesn't even matter. This fucking costume, it doesn't accentuate one
Orange
way or
mage,
the other. It's just a
Amber.
Fucking thing.
Orange mage.
Would that be a chrono mage?
Oh, no. That's a woman.
Yeah,
that's
you can tell
woman.
From stance.
Yes.
Well, they were saying the orange is a woman.
Okay.
But I don't see that it fucking matters at all.
Yeah.
By the way.
Pew, pew.
It's amazing. You change the color.
Yeah. Leaving it the
it's still
same.
The same thing. I'm just going to do it a three. It seems like the army is is their putties.
Go grab the Gorn Ruby from her
They
face.
Look exactly like them.
Can do, boss.
It doesn't do anything for me. It'd be like if Rita was a putty and then she just had a bunch of putties.
That's why I said we'll rip all their
but
helmets
she was blue.
Off. Right. And then we'll go get us a Master Sword.
That's what we just saw. Because the army was all one thing.
All of the
and then the others were just colors, but they were still the same fucking thing.
So mages are done.
I couldn't vote, though. I couldn't.
Sorcerer.
Oh, shit. We're upgrading. We're going
to go downgrading. It kind of just
we're
going to
do this one first just to see how it runs through. Let's stick Sorcerer first. Then we'll do the form. See if it helps their rating. I can't tell what is going on.
Neat.
It's kind of neat, but I don't know till I can see it.
Light crystal? God damn it.
Next.
Light crystal.
This is not a Sorcerer Supreme.
Well, there's
not a Sorcerer Supreme.
There's that.
He's more like the Sorcerer's Apprentice. Yeah. Yeah, with that hat. Yeah.
With a little bit of bondage, apparently.
Does he have skull shoulders?
I don't know. Zoom in.
I'm pretty sure that'll just... Yep, there you go.
No, they look like footy prints. Oh, wait, you said the shoulders. I thought you were talking about the fucking bands going up.
Not sure. Could be. I mean, gold and black work.
Okay.
The helmet looks cool.
Rate that guy.
I hate the belt.
I'm at a three.
Two.
He got a two.
I don't. There's something about him that's very off-putting. I'm not caring for him. 3.1,
slightly above baseline.
I can't explain why I'm not liking him. Something just seems. I don't know.
He's also got a fabulous.
Shane
moustache.
Is not amused.
No, this guy sucks.
But he's got a fabulous moustache.
I can't. He's not that different from the other guy.
I'm scratching my head now. Okay, so we had the 1.88 for ass, and then we divide that by 5.
No, this is
going to
be Drake
Phantom. 2.6, technically, because he's a 2.596.
Neat.
Drake Phantom.
Oh, my God. It looks like a villain.
Eh.
Does that not look villainously?
Venomously?
Yeah, it does, but, I mean, he's kind of neat.
I guess we can't judge a book by its cover. Maybe this dude's a superhero.
I don't know. Hold on, chat. Is that a villain?
This is a monster.
Well, then we don't rate him yet.
Rate it.
That guy's done.
Moving on.
Okay.
Man, thank you guys for killing 2 hours before I got here.
Right?
Now we're going to go to Kamen Rider Wiseman, the White Wizard. Oh, fuck. The White Wizard, he has two powers, shine brightly.
Shine brightly and call birds.
Yep.
That's concept art.
I mean, that kind of
concept art.
That concept art seems like they're ready to call some birds. So, yeah. That,
right.
There we go.
Okay, I kind of like this.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
Next. Simple.
Yeah.
But it's neat. Next. Yeah, I'm not hating this.
I hate the belt still.
With the handprint?
Yeah. Okay.
That just means he's a part
of the
hand.
He's been on everybody. I said it in the first guy. I said, I don't necessarily like his hand belt.
They're all part of the dark hand. Don't worry, Jackie Chan will take care of it.
Yeah.
Jackie!
Next!
I'm pretty sure you guys have met my cousin, the Foot.
Nah.
Wow.
No, but I have met their retarded step-cousins, the Elbow and the Knee.
What are you rating this guy?
4.
3.8.
Yeah, I can't quite go 4. I'm at like a 3.6.
3.9.
Yeah, 3.8. I like it. I don't know why.
3.82, moving on. So now Carbuncle.
Are you going to cast Reflect for us?
Hopefully.
Fuck yes!
Carbuncle Phantom.
Then we won't have to deal with any more of this.
Oh, my fucking God.
Oh, wow. That must be a monster.
It's probably a monster.
Probably a monster style.
Yep, because the other one was a monster. It's fucking neat, but I'm pretty sure it's a monster.
Someday when we get to the
I'm
monsters,
not liking
that
its
will
pointy
be cool.
Shoes, but that's another story.
Yes, I agree.
What are they saying?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're saying it's a bad guy. Okay.
Yeah.
I assumed as much, to be fair, yeah.
Right.
Okay, Wizard.
So we're on Wizard.
Oh, my.
God. Damn it.
All Dragon Home. Oh, God damn it.
Fireworks.
Default.
I'm going to take a nap.
And here I was thinking we were moving right along.
Man, I'm happy about that.
Oh, shit.
Time. Oh, maybe not. This guy's actually kind of neat. I like the dragon wings.
Well, he's got your favorite
not digging the
Rangers jacket.
Yeah, he does have a Captain Marvelous jacket, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Is that a dragon face on his chest?
I'm presuming as much, considering the fact that he has dragon wings, and technically now those are dragon claws.
Which makes more sense now.
Yes, now it makes more sense.
This guy's pretty cool.
He even has a tail.
Is this the only picture we got?
Well, the other one had a tail too, to be fair, the Dragoon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This guy gets a 4.3. I dig it.
4.4.
Yeah, I could give him a 4. The average person would look at that and go, yeah, it's kind
of
cool.
Kind of reminds me of a gargoyle. He can only fight at night. Well, because I said that reference.
Well, the nighttime is the right time.
Right.
Because I said that reference, I like that show, so I'm going to go for it.
But we're also going to light up the night. So what'd you say it for?
I gave it a 4 because I mentioned gargoyles, and I like that show.
What you got, Bill Guy?
3.4. Normally, these guys would feel over-designed and kind of dumb, but there's something about them being wizards that allows for them to be ridiculous.
4.02, and now we move on to Sick.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Sick is the toy line, so...
No, I can believe that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Neat. Moving on.
Yeah.
Nifty.
It's like
a Ripley. Well, we looked at it.
Ridley.
Special Rush.
Strong Rushmore!
It's a lady dragon.
No, I think it just changed color.
Yeah.
Yeah, the wings changed red, too.
Lightish red.
See, what happened was...
Again, they have a name for that.
See, what had happened was... The first picture we saw of this group was just mid-transformation. This is after he becomes full Dragoon of Fire.
See, what
happened
was...
There's dark for you, buddy. Enjoy. Fucking
I don't know.
Cat
I feel like
all
we
over
should
me.
Just leave it the same. I mean,
yeah,
really.
I just saw somebody post this as a toy, but that looks like a costume.
Right.
Unless that's CGI.
We don't rate toys, though.
I don't know. Again, I say we just leave it the same because really,
no. But toys do happen to cripple people really badly.
Okay, now we got.
Now we got the Dark Wizard.
They can make something that you think is really
stage show, huh?
Really dumb. Yeah,
because it's always been really dumb, and you're remembering wrong.
That's kind of neat. Pimp.
Yeah, I like that.
Is he at a convention?
It's a stage show.
Okay.
Like when you go to the Toei Museum
simple,
and they'll put up
purple,
the stage shows.
The purple,
works.
Black, and silver work.
Yeah.
Purple's a good color. It just works.
Yeah,
you know?
Especially with the silver and the black.
Yes.
That always seems to be how purple goes.
Four. Like the way he's standing, the belt doesn't buck me as much.
Yeah, I'm at a 4-5. Actually, I really like that look.
I'll agree, it's a 4-5.
What about you, Bill?
Yeah, 4-3.
Four.
Yeah, he's pretty solid. It all comes down to his color, I think.
Okay, so he's a 4-3 altogether.
I'll continue to say that over
Dragon.
And over.
Oh.
God damn it.
Okay,
so
Dragon Flame.
Oh, he's going to have elements. Cool.
Which means color changes.
Yep.
Without the wings.
What the fuck is up with the helmet?
Without the wings, you look dumb.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Now you look better.
That's better, but that's dumb.
If you want the dragon on your chest, you got to have the wings.
Here's the thing.
3.5.
He was cool like this, but that other picture hurts him desperately, so he's a 2.9.
Okay, let's break this down real quick.
Three.
Once again, he still has the Captain Marvelous fucking jacket. And that guy.
That's why he
that
still gets
is,
a 2.9.
That guy is so cool.
Because that other picture, Bill, go back. That picture is not cool.
It really isn't.
It looks like he's got this dumb, derpy neck brace on that's got fucking satellite dishes so he can pick up fucking signal while he's out in the middle of Timbuk fucking 2!
That's because as far as I could tell, just looking at photos, this
calm
writer's
down,
gimmick
Gilbert.
Is all the rings. So that's a ring around his head.
Gilbert.
Did somebody fucking say that?
No.
Who said that? I was about to say,
Bill
who
said
was
that.
Banned?
Yeah, Bill said that.
Give this guy a 2.7.
Yeah, 2.87.
Okay, hold on.
I was literally about to jump on chat, like, who gets the ban hammer today?
2.98, moving on.
Now it's time to rock you like a hurricane.
Burn it, burn it, a green coat.
Eh.
Works for a dragon.
Yeah, it's true.
But it's awfully shiny green. Shiny, latexy
like
green.
That's like stab
you
in the eyeballs neon green.
Again, I just want to say leave them at the same, but that's me.
Yeah, I kind of...
Better or worse than the last guy?
Better.
A little bit better.
Better.
A little
bit better.
Because we don't have that
and
dumb
ass hair's
thing.
Worth of health better.
A little bit better.
Land.
Land time.
Land dick.
Don't be brown. Oh, somebody's ready to get... Banned in the fucking live chat. Now, let's see if they can figure this out.
Well, there.
I can't do it for mine, can I?
Oh.
Son of a bitch.
So what do you think, Nick?
Bill, remind me. We need to make me and Seth admins.
There's that guy. He needs, is he better or worse than the guy
worse.
That's winning?
Worse.
I'd say a little
worse
than the first guy, yeah.
Okay. Well, right now, the guy that's winning in this department is Hurricane.
Right.
Water. It'll be blue.
Yeah. And Abadie Abadie.
Yeah, I think so.
No, it's if I was green, I would
fucking
die.
Fucking innovation!
I mean, the blue works better than the green does.
You know what I think is really starting to kill me with the Kamen Riders?
That there's no more innovation?
Because that they might as well be Zords.
You remember back when you played 2D fighting games?
Yeah.
And if you selected him with Y, he was red.
Yep.
If you selected him with A, he was blue.
Yep.
And that's all it is.
Right.
There's nothing fucking special about
it. You do that with Smash Brothers.
Or you just
change.
Or you just press.
Yeah.
And you just keep changing their colors.
Bill, it's just Evil Zone.
Yeah,
you just
but
press
some of
right.
them change costumes.
Depending on the character. Certain characters do add features,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of them just have like. Like for example, Link will have the different color tunics. Then you can get the Dark Link. That's
right.
different because it's Dark Link, bad evil man.
Infinity.
Oh, by the way, the blue guy's better.
Infinity
yeah,
Dragon.
Blue guy. Would
blue guy's
that.
The best one.
Infinity Dragon.
And beyond.
Holy shit.
All
right. If this guy is actually a good guy,
he does.
He looks dope as fuck.
He is a good guy because his belt is the
and
same.
And I will give him a 4.9.
He's going to get a 3.9.
Maybe he's a transformation off that Dark Wizard dude.
Possibly.
He's a dragon.
He's Dragon Man.
Yeah, no, I'm at a 4.
Says it's his final form.
This is,
this is my final form. Ah, bullshit! You're right, he's going to get some dumb, dumpy-ass hat.
No, he's going to have a golden form. Then it's
And then an ascended golden form.
And then a platinum form just because.
Daddy monkey this. Daddy monkey that.
Four.
Oh, I'm going to miss them.
Yeah, four
yeah,
is
me
fine.
Too. Well, I mean, they're still going to be around. They're just not going to be doing DBZA. 4.46. Or 4.
Done.
Wow, 4.16.
They have no passion for it anymore. They put a video up on YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just that.
Yeah, it's not just that.
What crushed a big portion of what crushed their passion is they were doing something illegal to fucking begin with.
Yeah.
They were breaking copyright from day fucking one. You cannot make money off of a fucking copywritten property. You can't fucking do it, and they were doing just that. It doesn't matter that at the start of the episode they were like, please support the official release. The fact was they made a lot of money selling shirts, merchandise, and YouTube videos of Dragon Ball Z. Very blatantly Dragon Ball Z. It was illegal from day one. They were just left alone because sales at Funimation went up. And then even then they weren't completely left alone. Oftentimes, Toei and whatnot would attack them and be like, what you're doing is illegal. And then they would go into some sort of debacle, find a way to fucking skid around the problem and keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It was illegal from day one. They were always destined to fail.
Yeah, and in fact, I watched that video, and while, yes, they were irritated and, you know, didn't want to continue it because BoJack fucking sucks and they couldn't continue it in that style, most of what their problem was a matter of their actual, quote, professional voice actors trying to do other shit. A lot of them have been in other actual official shows, and a lot of it is very, very strained, where as soon as they realize what they are and what they do, all of a sudden they get into troubles and can't come back.
If you want a very interesting look at the industry, read Genshiken. Because towards the end of Genshiken Season 1, Sasahara actually goes on to decide that he would like to become a manga artist. And one of the questions in his interview, which written by the actual author of the book, said this was something I ran into when I started interviewing to do this manga. They asked him what he felt about Daijinshin. And he said, oh, I love it. I buy them all the time at the conventions. And they said, then we have a problem. Because technically, what you're doing is illegal. And while we don't attack it, we don't really appreciate it. Because what you guys do is specifically taking money out of our pocket. You could have made your own shit. You piggybacked off our shit. That's illegal. We leave it alone because in the long run, you run as an advertisement for us. But there are plenty of your books that disdain what we do, that change the narrative of what we're trying to accomplish and damage our bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want the fan backlash from the attack of shutting you down. And that's very interesting that as you go through that book and he tries to become a professional manga artist and tries to, well, his girlfriend's becoming a manga artist. He wants to become a producer, an editor, basically. And he faces problems about the industry and how they're dealing with this basically copyright infringement market that's very popular in Japan and other areas of the country.
Yeah.
And here, as well, we're playing around with it, too. Things like the Dragon Ball Z. Those guys made money on Dragon Ball Z for a long fucking time, and their fame and their gateway into the professional industry was copyright infringement.
Yeah.
But, to be said, you were right, Scott. Golden form.
Gold.
Got a gold form.
Hey, guess what? The gold form gets a 5. Because it's fucking sweet.
Now, do we get an ascended?
Now, if we get an ascended gold form,
I'm telling you, dude,
I'm fucking done.
Okay, hold on. And then you gave it a 4 before, correct?
I don't know. Did I already burn my 6 for the writers?
I think. I don't know.
I don't remember.
But either way, I'm going to get rid of that, and we'll change
know.
It to a 5.
Don't know.
Okay, so the new score for Golden Form is a 4.36.
We need to keep a damn book over here.
Yeah, no shit.
Because nobody remembers anymore. We've been doing this show for a little while now.
Yeah, I know. I'm not about to go back and listen to every fucking episode. Again!
We're on episode 202.
For just this.
For just Kamen Rider.
Yeah,
not Kamen,
that's
for
not including
for
all
just
the
Sentai.
Other times. All the other times we've had ratings and conversations in other fucking podcasts. And like, not too long ago, I was listening to one of the What's Ups, and we get into a literal hour and a half Sentai conversation where we even rated a couple of things.
Well, to be fair, I'm going to quote Nick here and say the reason why I don't remember a lot of stuff is I slept a little bit.
Alright, look. When we first
So is this
started,
guy cooler or worse than the last Dragon we
Way
looked at?
Cooler.
Way cooler?
I don't know. I had to redo the motherfucker score because Nick actually changed it.
In Fendi's
style. I know.
Style.
I gave that guy a 5. So, bam.
Oh.
That's kind of neat.
I like that. That silver and ice blue.
Yeah, no, that...
I like that a lot. I'm actually... If I was to drop a 5 in terms of these dragon guys, this is where I would
do it. I'm doing it, too.
I like this more than the gold one. I love that.
This guy also gets a 5 because I can't go higher.
Ice dragon dude is fucking cool. With the wings and everything, he would have been really fucking cool.
Right?
See, that's where it kind of loses it on me, but I know the potential.
At least he's...
Yeah.
Wow. 4.5.
All right, how about you just
God
chill
damn,
out
would
there, buddy?
Me. He is a 4.9.
Everybody cool it.
Everybody freeze. Okay, no, Schumacher.
Coming
cool
around.
Cool party.
Keep calm and chill out.
And it was ice to meet you, man.
I know, man. Ice to meet you.
Time for Black Wizard.
Oh, Christ.
Black Wizard? Oh my!
I mean,
neat,
that's
but
a statue.
A statue. I'm wondering if he's not a thing.
That is a sweet statue.
People are saying that the other form we just looked at, it's diamond. Still, it's ice blue.
Right.
I get the idea,
look,
but yeah.
It's still look, awesome. Hold on. Final
fact,
Fantasy.
It's still ice.
Shiva.
Diamond
I summon.
Ice.
What is
no.
her damn move called? It's called.
Yes,
oh wait, diamond dust.
Diamonds are referred to as ice.
Yeah.
It's still ice blue.
They're saying this is part of the show.
This is part of the show?
Right. Man.
Huh. Okay, well, he's
statue,
really
though,
fucking neat. But
he's
hard...
saying freeze, I freeze.
Yeah,
is
he's
he
really,
legit or
he's
is
hard
he
as shit for me to...
Like, hero or villain?
Unfortunately, we don't rate statues.
And they keep saying Frieza in the chat here, one of them does, so... Not part of the show at all. I mean, okay. You know what? Fuck him. Because I don't get a census that makes sense, I can't determine anything, fuck him.
God damn it.
Mantles, Beast.
At least there's only 2.
Oh.
Oh.
Nice.
Okay, so we're combining the Coat Man with the Matador on both
these
sides.
These were the 2 that were
the best.
They
cool.
were the 2 best Matadors.
That doesn't mean you need to add it to the cool Captain Marvelous coat.
Of course we do.
You gotta make toys.
We gotta make toys.
We gotta add form on form on form on form.
Remember, we sell Nick.
You don't know how to
Nick
sell toys.
And Nick without glasses. And Nick with hat.
Nick with hoodie.
And Nick with hoodie.
Limited
and
edition.
And Nick without
limited
hoodie.
Edition Nick with glasses on top of head.
Yep.
That is gonna make
with
us a fucking fortune.
Glasses raised.
That's gonna make us a fucking fortune.
And we have sober Nick. And we have drunk Nick.
Actually, no, we don't. We don't have drunken, drunken hungover Nicks have been discontinued.
I don't know.
Oh, I missed the drunken.
I'm not hungover.
What's this guy get?
We could do a limited re-release.
4.5.
Really? That's really high.
Liver can't handle that, Seth.
I'm actually moving backwards. You scored very high. I'm moving backwards. I'm at 2.4. I don't know. I think, once again, he's a fucking gimmick, just like so many characters are
now.
Believe
it or not, because we know that his chest is actually a dragon,
Elpha Dragon.
Oh, great. Somebody say Nick with bulge.
That means we have to sell Nick without bulge.
Gold edition Nick with bulge with complimentary bill with bulge.
Fortunately.
Complimentary bill with bulge. I got a bulge, but I'm like, that's nice, Nick.
No. We're both doing the Spider-Man and Friends thing where we're pointing at each other, but we're pointing at
we're
each other's
down.
Bulges.
And, God damn. But, ladies and gentlemen, that is a limited offer. Pre-order today, and for the low payment of $199.95.
Nope, you're wrong. Sorry.
No.
Four payments, three simple payments, one easy payment, one fucking complicated one.
Yep.
One complicated. One of these payments is going to be a bitch.
The envelope will not steal. The stamp is in the wrong denomination.
I am here to be paid in wampum. Wait.
We still got to score the last one.
So score him.
I don't.
I'm sorry that he. Everybody got talking. We'll be here all fucking night.
I gave it 4.5.
4.5. 3.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Think I'm waiting on Nick.
This dude is irritated at you.
You
just.
I said two.
Nick just straight
oh,
fucked up.
Two. Okay, there we go.
Nick, you can't make promises and then fucking.
2.98 for the last guy. I say.
Hey, I never guaranteed. People were gonna get points.
Oh,
for
look
stuff.
At that! He says you don't even.
You get
enough.
1 point.
Damn, that is fucking
followed
dirt.
Followed up by 2 points. Followed up by 7 points.
Okay, so this guy gets a fucking two because his fucking arm guardy thing.
It means you get 10
two,
points.
Because I don't.
Three.
Just remember.
2.5.
Everybody's points that you get in the chat.
You're giving
you
him
save,
a.
If you save up 100 million points,
what was the last guy?
Shane will come visit you and give you a hug.
I feel like that point value changed.
No.
2.3.
It was 100 million.
How many people want me to come to their place and give them a hug? That's kind of weird.
A lot of them, so it's going to take them a while.
Well, they're trying to earn points. Evidently, it is a thing.
Yeah. Well, if you want me to
they want hugs from Shane.
One day we'll attend an actual big con. And you'll have to give hugs, I guess.
Yes.
No, only if they get 100 million points. And I'm only giving out 10 at a time. It's going to be a while.
Fucking episode 7,000, we're heads in jars, and you're like, I don't really have hands, but I mean,
I don't have a body to give you a.
You can hug the you can hug the jar.
Don't smear it.
Standard flame.
Standard flame.
Ooh, black and black.
You know, one of these days, I'm going to give somebody 999,999 points just to be a dick.
Boss!
Damn it. Hold on. Now you're going to get a chance.
So he has the venom?
Yeah, I think he has
Don't
the venom.
Don't take the venom!
Philosopher's Stone.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Like, it's just... What the fuck?
Did you notice on the side of his shoulders is actually an etching of a dragon?
Yes.
Did you notice in that first picture he was a roided out
hey,
jackass?
Hey, Nick, you need to check chat.
Okay, we got to rate this guy.
What am I checking chat for?
I threw down in chat, I said, give me points. That way then I could be the motherfucker to get all the points. That way then it can't go to the fans.
Seth really wants that hug.
Careful. To be fair, I am a fan of our material.
You be careful.
Seth, you get negative 20 points.
Ah, you dick.
Careful about getting a hug from that motherfucker. His pelvic thrust will
make
your
pelvic
thrust.
And I pay my rent.
He's allowed to make my pelvic thrust.
Oh, my.
So, 4.5.
It's true. His wife did give me a
I'm
permission.
At 4.
4.2. I like the black and red.
Alrighty.
Those two colors you can never go wrong with.
I'm at a 4 myself.
I'm giving him a 3
forget?
Because of the roided out
I did 4.
Form.
Okay, there we go. So,
I didn't like that.
3.94 for that one.
Hurricane.
Green.
Oh, hey, green. Leave
yep,
it the
that's
same.
What the, is he better or worse than the last guy?
Believe it or not, I think he's better.
Yeah, a little bit better, yeah.
Oh, no.
Because that green was really shiny.
Right.
This and black and green also go well together.
Fucking chat.
Oh, God. What am I missing while I'm doing
there's
a calculator?
Just, there's a couple people like, points, please. Look, begging for points causes you to lose points.
Yeah, as you saw with
and
me.
And yes, you can go in the negatives. By the way,
I'm already at negative 20.
By the way, once you hit negative 200 points, we throw a rabid squirrel down your pants.
Oh, fucking sweet.
Well, then I better stop asking for points.
Damn right. They are at my fucking discretion.
I was doing it as a joke.
You know, they want points so badly, I feel so loved.
But you seem to forget. The show is like Whose Line. The points don't matter.
Oh, damn it. That caught on.
So this one is going to be...
Land.
An orange...
No,
it's
yellow.
That's why I gave it arbitrarily retarded high number.
Or no, not amethyst, because that's purple.
Mellow yellow.
That's topaz.
Yeah.
Worse.
Yeah,
I've been up since 6 a.m., so my brain isn't here.
I was up at 7 still, but then I fell asleep for like 3.5-4 hours.
Nah.
So my brain's not firing in all cylinders yet.
Watch out!
Right.
Oh,
look, it's fucking sapphires.
A lot better, as always.
Yay.
Who was the best?
Blue.
And abba-dee-da-ba-die.
I'd say the
first
flame.
One.
I'd say the flame.
The first version of this, when he has the all blue on the coat. Yep.
Out of these guys, we just rated four. Yep.
Not the guy 6 guys ago, Shane. Yep.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Don't worry about it.
So I'm red.
Red.
I'm blue.
Not topaz, I know that fucking much.
Mm-hmm. That one got last.
I guess I'll go with blue.
Okay.
Green, just to be different.
There was...
Yeah, there was a green.
Oh, red. I missed the green.
Red
I was
one.
Talking to you, and then I was looking at chat, so I missed the green.
It was Hurricane.
Is that everybody?
It.
I think that's
it for
everybody.
Yeah,
that was Wizard. We did Wizard.
Hallelujah!
And by the way, for those of you who could see, yes, next time we go to a writer, it's going to be Gam or whatever.
Yep, the next one is...
Fuck you!
Hey!
Already, this entire guy gets a zero. Fuck you,
Holy
Seth.
Fuck
you!
Seth, look at the bright side. Next filming Saturday, you don't have to worry about that.
I'll
be out of state. So I am helping stave off this horrible shitstorm for an extra 2 weeks.
You know what? We could just tackle some of the early stuff instead. So
it's true. We can go back to the early tokus that we got.
Why? How many people are we supposed to be missing next film?
Just Nick.
But you know
and
how
you?
The...
Well,
how
unfortunately, the... that'll be my first week of my new job, and I will be exhausted. I know we're super busy over there. I talked to one of the guys that I'll be working with, and they're very busy over there.
You sit on a truck. Don't give me that bullshit.
And there's nothing to do, so they're just chilling.
That's fucking terrifying.
Right.
Yeah, that's not
just
good,
buddy. Just got hired into we don't have shit to do.
It doesn't come in until April.
Oh, so Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah,
Tuesday.
Well, actually.
They launched the ship
early.
Actually.
Are you going to be moving out by where we're going to be? Okay, because I was going to say, if you're going to be moving out towards where I'm going to be, we might be easier just to carpool, to be fair. Because, I mean, I've got the van, and that'll save you on some gas.
We've got that Superman coming up. We've got this 1984 dude that we're going to be looking into.
I'll know all that when I'll know.
We also got the first images for the next one, but...
Yeah, it's right here.
No, I mean the next Sentai.
Oh, yeah,
we do. We've got the new Sentai guys. That's only 33 photos.
Oh, that guy's easy.
Terrible, yeah.
Hey, Bill.
Yo.
Alk Koo in the chat said, Anti review when?
Wow.
Also, get ready for the first LGBTQ. Okay, he left out Q writer. No joke. Anti-review win?
Yeah, that's what I just said, sir.
Probably never on this channel.
Well,
wait a second.
On this channel, maybe not, but...
No, hold on. You guys covered Power Ranger porn on this channel.
Yes, we did.
And you guys
if
did.
It falls into that category, you're allowed to talk about it.
Yes.
So you could talk about something like Angel Blade.
Yep.
Because that falls into this category.
If you really want Bill to review some hentai, join him on his new channel, Bill After Dark.
What the fuck? If If I won, I'm being serious.
Guest starring Nick at Night.
Wow.
That's fucking crazy. If I actually fell into a spot where I had the money to make this a real thing, and I opened a type of radio station where we were on air nearly 24 hours a day, I would do shit like that. I would just fill every block, and I would have a sports block, and I would have an anime block, and I would have a gaming block, and I would just break it up into an actual radio station. I've considered it many times, actually testing a full 8-hour run of Fandom Night, where it literally starts at like 9 in the morning, or maybe even as early as 7, and just testing a run where for 1 hour it's so-and-so, for 1 hour it's so-and-so, and see if I could get something running. And if I did it, I would do it on a network that allowed for, like, tips, or maybe open one of those membership tabs for, like, the bar over here.
Right.
And actually see if a live broadcast, giant morning show, just like the radios do, but in podcast live format, see if it would work. I don't think anybody does it. Ours would be live and completely unedited and uncensored, and it would be right on whatever network. Because, like, right here, you can stream 8 hours right here.
Yep.
Uninterrupted.
Actually,
you could do it.
You could do longer. People have done 24-hour live streams.
No, there's an 8-hour block on this. It'll shut you down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Every time we enter a stream, it tells me that.
I was just messing. I'll be here.
Maybe you have to do something special to be able to do, like,
well,
a 24-hour live stream.
I mean, I was about to say, don't get me wrong.
It is.
Well, technically, yes. If you wanted to do a 24, you would have to be like an established YouTuber type of thing, and they could set something up like that, because like Jacksepticeye and Markiplier and guys like that all have that ability. But technically, if you go over to Twitch, I don't think Twitch has any restrictions on how long.
You can fucking stream as long as you want.
Right.
Just, you're not allowed to fall asleep.
Right.
You cannot fall asleep on camera.
You're not allowed to fall asleep. You can't show nipples, regardless of man or woman.
Yep.
So no Nakey Seth, even though I paid my goddamn rent.
Not the Twitch you didn't, motherfucker.
You better pay that Twitch rent.
Twitch rent's fucking expensive.
Yeah, no, well, I got that good paying job now. I might be able to.
You still can't afford it.
I can finally afford fucking internet.
Can't afford that Twitch fucking rent. What the hell?
I hope you all enjoyed our episode.
I'll see you guys in a month.
I'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
I'll see you guys when I update the RSS feed on Monday, when I can actually, do it from the comfort of my own living room.
Hear that? He won't even have to wear pants.
Bye! Solomon Grundy want pants too.
We're lingering.
We are. Like a fetid fart.
Bye!
It's like when you're waiting for that other guy to hang up the phone because you're driving.
God damn it,
and he
Bill.
He just won't fucking do it.
I fucking hate that.
That's what I got to deal with every day at work.
I never have to worry about that with Bill. Half the time he's like, yep, click.
It's true.
Yeah, but he can't do it.
Can't say bye, motherfucker?
No, he can't do his cool thing he used to do where you just flip his phone shut.
Yeah,
now he has to hit a button.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.